McGowan, please read the title to House Bill 1161.
House Bill 1161 by Representative Kafalas and Fisher and Senator Johnson concerning an increase in the regulatory authority of the Mine Land Reclamation Board over mining and in connection therewith ensuring the protection of groundwater and public health and making appropriation.
Senator Johnson.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 1161 and I move the Local Government Committee report. Members, this bill sets up additional groundwater standards for in-situ uranium mining in the state of Colorado. The bill significantly changed over what it was introduced in the House after meeting with the mining industry and addressing some but not all of their concerns. The Local Government Committee did a couple things. The Denver Water Board asked for an amendment dealing mainly with some technical language of detecting excursions of contaminants in the groundwater, and also had some language that dealt that reclamation shall occur upon cessation if excursions are developed, even if in a temporary cessation. So in other words, Denver Water was concerned that if the temporary cessation of operations allowed excursions of contaminants in the groundwater could get into the Platte River system, they wanted that to be dealt with. There were a couple of other things we did at the request of the mining industry. One was there's a provision in the bill that if an applicant has any violations in the state of Colorado, other states, or foreign jurisdictions, we struck foreign jurisdictions. That just didn't seem fair. We have no idea what kind of environmental laws are in foreign jurisdictions. It also had no real time limit upon when those violations should occur, so we put a 10-year time limit upon those. So those were a couple of the concerns that I met with the mining industry after the House adoption, and some of their concerns I thought were valid, and those were the changes we made in the Local Government Committee.
You've heard the motion on the adopting the Local Government Committee report. Is there discussion? Seeing none, is there objection? Seeing none, the report is adopted. To the bill.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I might make just a couple brief remarks, and then I know there's several amendments. This bill deals with the in-situ uranium mining technology, and what that means is this is uranium that has been deposited in the aquifers over thousands of years as water's come down off the mountains and gotten into the groundwater, and the chemical environment changes, and the uranium sits there and stops in the aquifer. And so what they do is inject water down, special water with oxygen added, and maybe changes in the pH, and that liberates the uranium from the aquifer. Then they pump it back out through a recovery well. It's not a technology that we have a lot of experience with in the state of Colorado, so that's why we're updating the regulations. Obviously, the mining is a property right, and they have the right to extract the minerals, but we also have the responsibility to protect the public health and the environment. So we want our regulations to be up to date with this new technology. So what the bill does, the main thing is it protects the groundwater, and it says that you'll restore to the groundwater to the condition it was when it started, or applicable state standards. It also requires the applicants to prove they have the ability to do that. They have to prove that the technology they will be using has been successful in a number of other jurisdictions. So that's mainly the thing. It's to make sure that if this technology is used, it's used safely, and the companies say that they can do this safely, they can restore the groundwater. So it's just holding them to that standard and protecting the groundwater and the health and the environment of the people of Colorado. So I think there's a couple of amendments. And one or two of them may be mine.
Court, please read the title to Amendment 23.
Amendment 23 of House Bill 1161 by Senator Wendell's amendment regards Bill Page 5, line 18 of the period add. At the fact that the applicant was not involved in any of these five operations shall not preclude the applicant from making the demonstration required by this paragraph.
Senator Wendell's.
I can explain it. Sue, this is your amendment that the applicant doesn't have to be directly involved in the five previous applications.
Sorry,
I support that.
Senator Wendell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move Amendment 23. What Amendment 23 does is, in the bill, it talks about you have to submit what's it called, 5 demonstration projects, and to show that you know how to do this correctly. And all this amendment does is that say that you, your company, doesn't have to have been directly involved in those 5 demonstration projects, because sometimes you have a new company or you have an existing company that's found a better mousetrap, better way to do things than they've done before. So this just clarifies that, and I'd ask for an aye vote.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I support this amendment as well. And this was the original intent of the bill. I think Senator Wendell's amendment is just clarifying that. So if we're going to have people demonstrate that this technology has worked in 5 previous locations, if we didn't have Senator Wendell's language in there, I mean, it's possible that a first-time company could come in and not have done this before, and it wouldn't be fair to preclude them. So all they have to do is demonstrate that the technology they're using has been used successfully by 5 other locations. So I support this amendment.
Further discussion on Amendment 23. Senator Iskar.
Hey, Madam Chair, so either one of you, then the technology would have to have been used 5 times by them or by somebody, any other company, just so that the technology is proven. Okay, thank you.
Senator Weins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Johnson, and related to the amendments, Senator Wendell, the use of the technology 5 times by the people that will be using the technology here, is the technology that you refer to there, is that a defined term in the bill? Is it clear that what we're just talking about, the uranium in situ mining technology, that it couldn't be interpreted that there would be some other new technology that we might deploy to improve mining technology or mining efficiencies that wouldn't apply to them also?
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it is clear in the bill. I mean, these are the requirements that the applicants shall stipulate to the Mine Land Reclamation Board that issues the permit. So for an in-situ leach mining operation, a description of at least 5 in-situ leach mining operations, so that defines the technology, that demonstrates the ability of the applicant to conduct the proposed mining operation without any leakage, vertical, lateral migration, or excursion of the leaching solution. So I think it's pretty clear in the bill, and this is instructions for the board that reviews the application. So obviously they look at the applications, they look at the statute, they look at the regulations that we put into place in making their decisions.
Further discussion on Amendment 23. Senator Weins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, thank you, Senator Johnson, for clarifying that. I just wanted to establish for the record that this language is intended to only apply to in situ mining technology used in the recovery of uranium and not other mining activities in the state. Thank you.
Correct. Further discussion on Amendment 23. Seeing none, the motion before the committee is for the adoption of Amendment 23. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. Amendment 23 is adopted. Mr. McGowan, please read the Title II, Amendment 22.
Amendment 22 of the House Bill 1161 by Senator Weins, amend Reingress Bill, page 9 to line 14, after evidence to the satisfaction of the board.
Senator Weins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Floor Amendment 22. Members, Floor Amendment 22 makes some clarifications to the water quality standard that we're trying to manage to. And Senator Johnson, I want to commend you on putting this bill together, and the protection of water rights is something, or water quality is something I'm particularly sensitive to, given the issues that exist in my own district. And also, when you have seen recently in the last week or so, I think it was in Sunday's paper, there was a big front page article about water quality issues that naturally occur throughout the state, and we're having difficulty keeping a lot of our water quality, our water treatment facilities, our water delivery systems to the standards that we want them to be. One of the things that we want to do in this bill is to make sure that we understand clearly what kind of water quality standards we're operating to. The genesis of this amendment comes from the fact that in order to even use this technology, to go out and use in situ uranium technology, you have to demonstrate to the state and federal regulators the fact that you're going into any water that will be disturbed as part of this cannot be used for drinking water. You have to start that. You have to start there. You can't even enter the playing field unless you demonstrate that you are only dealing with water that cannot be groundwater or cannot be drinking water. And one of the things that needs to be clarified in the bill, and that's the intent of this this amendment, is to clarify that we need to manage to the existing or the appropriate tables, the applicable tables in our water quality standards. In other words, we have language in the bill that says we have to comply with tables 1 through 4 of our water quality standards, which are right here in small little print. There's a lot of regulation there. Some of this regulation in Table 1 through 4 has to do with drinking water standards. And since you start off with the proviso that you're not dealing with drinking water and you're disturbing areas that cannot be made into drinking water, we don't want to have in statute the requirement that you have to comply with drinking water, since that is kind of backwards from where you actually start from the beginning. So what this does is on page 9, starting on line 12, it talks about the board or the official shall deny a permit for an in situ leach mining if the applicant fails to demonstrate by substantial evidence. And there needs to be, who do they demonstrate that to? Well, it's to the board. And so we're simply inserting language to the satisfaction of the board that it will reclaim all affected groundwaters for all applicable. We're adding the word applicable because not all groundwater standards, water quality standards, should apply to anything. So we're currently the bill reads reclaim all affected groundwater for all water quality parameters. What I'm doing here is simply inserting the word applicable. And then going down to line 17 and 18, where it says part of the process here is to establish a baseline so we know if we have someone polluting the water as a result of their mining activity. So the baseline is extremely important. And this refers to the pre-mining baseline water quality or better as established by, and I'm inserting the words, and consistent with the baseline site characterization conducted pursuant to Section 34 or 32.112.5. And then down on line 22, when we refer to the water quality tables, it actually just says in this, the way the bill is written now, tables 1 through 4, and because some of these tables don't actually apply, I'm just adding the language, the applicable table of tables 1 through 4. And that's the amendment. I think this clarifies also protects water quality in the state for the future, and would ask for an aye vote.
Senator Johnson.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I would ask for a no vote on this amendment, and I appreciate Senator Ween's work on this, and we've talked about this for the last several days, and I've learned a little bit about this. I think this is a pretty technical, it seems like it's a pretty simple word, applicable, but I think it actually has pretty significant regulatory ramifications, and maybe a little bit of background on the bill would be helpful. What we're doing is asking the applicants to demonstrate. The bill originally started out, we asked the applicants to demonstrate that they could restore water, the groundwater quality, to a baseline characterization. The bill requires the applicant to provide a baseline characterization. That means to take a sample of the groundwater, measure the chemicals in the groundwater, and that gives us a starting point to start from of what the quality of the groundwater was before mining started. The bill requires the applicant to demonstrate, and also as a part of their application, and also as a part of the process, to return the groundwater to that baseline characterization. In other words, to leave the groundwater in the same condition that they found it in. Another possible way to meet this requirement was added in the House in working with the mining companies that says you will either restore the water to the baseline characterization, or you will restore it to that quality which meets the statewide radioactive material standard. So another option was added in the House to provide the applicants the ability to restore to the statewide radioactive standards. Now, this other qualification, that it be applicable water quality parameters, carries with it a lot of regulatory meaning. And my discussions with the Department of Public Health and Environment, and there is some debate on this, but my discussions are, well, number one, they agree this would significantly weaken the groundwater protections in this bill. But secondly, they told me that it may even create a situation for the in-situ process that would be weaker regulations than we have for all other types of mining in the state. And for one example might be that they cited, if there was a heavy metal constituent and that there was zero in the baseline characterization, this mining technology can liberate other metals other than uranium from the aquifer. And now if we had a higher level of one of these other heavy metals that was not in the baseline characterization, it could be argued, the regulators tell me, and I think there's a lot of legal stuff behind all this that is more of a nuance than the plain reading of the word might indicate, but the regulators say that the case could be made maybe that isn't an applicable standard because it came up as zero in the baseline characterization. So, and the bottom line is that I would ask for a no vote. The regulators tell me that this will significantly weaken the groundwater protections in this bill. The second way of qualifying of adding the statewide material standards was put in to provide an alternative, and we feel that is important. We feel that's sufficient to protect the mining industry. We also think that's important to protect the environmental quality. So I would ask for a no vote on this amendment.
Senator Weens.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Johnson, I appreciate your approach to this and your understanding of the issue. But the fact remains, without this amendment, we are going to be saying that you have to comply with tables 1-4. And if we don't accept this amendment, we are going to be, we start from a place where you have to certify that the water is of limited use and quality. This normally means you've got total dissolved solids of equal to or in excess of 10,000 milligrams per liter. Now, that water is never going to become drinking water. And so when you are requiring people to operate under rules that say in order for you to even begin mining, you have to demonstrate that this is never going to be drinking water because of the dissolved solids in it already, and then you're going to force them to comply with drinking water standards. They're so in conflict. And this is a bad precedent to set for any mining at all. It still maintains the fact that the water is going to be protected. It is not going to be degraded. But you're starting off with bad water, and it's not proper to expect the mining industry to turn water that is of limited use and quality, to use the technical term, back into drinking water, which is set forth in, I believe, Table 1 of the tables that are referred to in the bill. So all I'm trying to do here is simply to clarify this so that the board has the discretion to make these decisions, and that we're not asking someone to start off by saying this can't be drinking water, and then because of these regulations, the regulations say, well, it has to be drinking water. It's just an oxymoronic, and it needs to be changed and clarified in the bill. And that's why I would support Amendment 22 and ask for an aye vote.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I ask for a no vote, and I think the use of the tables is an alternative. The bill originally started out with the baseline characterization, and the second option of using the water tables was added in response to the industry's concerns. So we can take that out and just say, hey, you meet the baseline characterizations. That'd be fine with me. That was the original proposal, but I think the industry wanted this other option. I don't believe that it requires them to meet all of the groundwater standards. If we use the word applicable, that allows them to meet the standards just for that particular use, if there are standards for that particular use, and allows them to engage in pretty serious groundwater degradation. We've seen that used in other states, in Wyoming and Texas, where they set up a use standard. And that was debated in the House. It was something the industry wanted, a use standard, which just said, okay, if this groundwater is used for X purposes, you just restore it to whatever the standards those are. So if the groundwater was significantly below whatever the standards was for that use, a use standard or an applicable standard would allow could allow pretty significant degradation of the groundwater. So I would ask for a no vote.
Senator Weins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. But the point here is when you add the word applicable, it has to be applicable to the satisfaction of the board. So it's not that you just throw applicable in there and it's gone to the wind to anyone's definition or anyone's approach to the thing. It is to the satisfaction of the board, and I think that's a very, very major part of this. And I believe that Amendment 22, if you have any sort of mining in your district at all, you're going to want to support Amendment 22 because it's reasonable and makes the bill consistent. I'd ask for an aye vote.
Senator Hagedorn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, one thing to make this very simple is that you have water in the ground, and let's say it comes up in an artesian well. Yeah, you can treat it one way and maybe use it for drinking or for whatever the purpose is. But now you're using this water for something else. An ideal situation, you want to turn the water back into the quality it was, as Senator Johnson said, where how it originally was in the ground. Now, you can remediate that water until that quality is achieved. Now, sometimes that's more expensive than if you go through another treatment process as was proposed as an alternative, that we go through the mediation process that parallels with that of drinking water. The bottom line is, regardless, it's supposed to be returned to the ground in a form that is not hazardous, not dangerous, that is not that will not denigrate the ground later on down the road, because ultimately, this is to be restored to the way it was originally. So the water has, if water's been used in the leaching process for uranium, it needs different kind of treatment. And it's no longer the kind of water that came up from the ground. So there are other ways to remediate the contaminated water. And Senator Johnson mentioned that this was an alternative that was put in for the industry that is probably less expensive to do. And there certainly is more equipment available and ease of operation for this kind of remediation of water, as opposed to a unique situation restoring water to the way it was originally, groundwater. So Senator Johnson here is making good points. It's a bad amendment. Vote no on it.
Senator Weins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Senator Hagedorn, except for the last part that it's a bad amendment, vote no on it, I agree with everything that you said. And I think that you actually made my case. The point here is what is the quality of the water when we start? And if you have groundwater, you have drinking water quality in the area where you're proposing to begin in situ uranium mining, you can't put a mine there. So you start off with water that is not drinking water quality. Your point is exactly my point. Your point is you have to restore the water to the way it was before. And that's what we're asking to do. That's what should be done. You have to certify that you are not putting these mines in areas where you have drinking water or water that can be drinking water in the future. And so you can't, from the very beginning, you're in an impossible situation. So I'm making your exact point. Return the water to the way it was. Don't make it any worse. That's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what Senator Hagedorn was advocating, and that's exactly what I'm advocating. Therefore, I'd ask for an aye vote.
Motion before the committee is for the adoption of Amendment 22. All those in favor say aye. Division has been called. All those, please, all those in the chamber not entitled to vote, please take a seat. All those in favor of Amendment 22, please rise. You may be seated. All those opposed, please rise. The amendment is lost.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mr. McGowan, please read the title to Amendment 24.
Amendment 24 to House Bill 1161 by Senator Johnson, amend Rego's bill, page 9, line 15, after parameters insert that are specifically identified in the baseline site of characterization or in the statewide radioactive material standards or tables 1 through 4 of the basic standards for quality groundwater, as established by the Colorado Water Quality Control Commission, page 12, line 22, after parameters insert that are specifically identified in the baseline site characterization.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, the bill requires reclamation, and the bill says for all water quality parameters. This is clarification language that narrows it and says it's not every possible water quality parameter. It's those that are specifically identified in the site characterization or in the statewide radioactive material standards. This was another point that I think the industry made, that the bill was a little ambiguous upon, so I would ask for a yes vote on that amendment, number 24.
Thank you. Senator Johnson, would you move the amendment, and we'll take a vote.
Sorry, I do move amendment L024.
Further discussion on amendment 24, seeing none. All those in favor of amendment 24, signify by saying aye. All those opposed? Ayes have it. Amendment 24 is adopted. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just ask for a yes vote on House Bill 1161.
Senator Renfro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Johnson, this has been obviously a tough issue in my district, and I've attended several meetings and been involved with this, and I appreciate you carrying this bill forward. I guess I regret that I did not carry a bill, because I have some concerns and questions with certain parts of this, of going too far and not being the sponsor. I guess that's the role you take when you don't do that. And I do appreciate the work you've done, and I think time will tell if we went too far. I have concerns about the property rights of the mineral owner, and that we're taking a right away, and the potential lawsuits that can be upon the state for their loss of being able to exercise their right, and hopefully that won't come to pass, and that these regulations they can adhere to, and can succeed, and because everybody does have a concern about our water, and that is one of the things that you really worry about is our water supply, and I think Senator Wien said a great point, is number one, to get your EPA permit, is this water has to never in the future be considered as a drinking supply. Never in the future. That's a pretty high standard right there. So this water is already contaminated that we're dealing with. And so that's one point that I don't think should be lost in this debate. One thing through the process that I was honestly very disappointed with was the people that are opposed to the drilling of in situ mining, was their lack of participation in many things that went on through this process, and just their protesting at those events. I can give you an example. We had an event at CSU earlier this year, and I don't know if you attended it or not, and it was an all-day seminar on a Saturday that I was really impressed with. I was excited to go to, because here you have on one side, yep, here's the book from it. Yet on one side, you have the mining industry telling you that they're safe. On the other side, you have the people that don't want it, that includes people that don't want nuclear at all, telling you it's dangerous. So who do you trust, and who do you believe? You know, you go to this. I went to this seminar, and I was really excited because it was professors, it was people not within the industry, it was professionals that deal with the whole ergonomics, with everything, with the medical, with the health, with everything that we're not directly involved in the mining industry. And I was hoping to have both sides there so I could listen to the questions that would be debated. And instead, the people that were against the mining stood outside holding petition signs and picketed. And the people that came inside was actually mostly academia people and legislators, I guess, and local city officials that showed up too. So I was really disappointed in that, from the people that brought I guess, are behind this bill that they didn't participate in that. Another thing that happened along the way that I want to share with you, which I was disappointed in, and I'm just telling you these things to kind of give you a little background behind this bill and what's before you. I went and toured an in-situ mine up in Wyoming through the process, and it was impressive, I'll admit that. And it's not a perfect site. They've had problems. I think in the House there was testimony given on some of the spills that they've had there, and obviously they've cleaned those up and had that process go. But I went up to that, and I talked the next day. I was actually speaking to a group of citizens from Nunn, and I told one of them before I went to the meeting, I said, you know, I went and saw this, and I was impressed. You know, what they did, what they showed us, I was really impressed. My only regret was is I didn't have one of you people here to ask all the hard questions that I couldn't think of that you're really concerned about. And so what did that side do again? Is they sent an email out to everybody that said I'm impressed by lights and buttons and that the industry wooed me and bought me off. So I went to this meeting and everybody attacked me at it. And so that was instead of, I think, having an open and honest dialogue, I think it has been very one-sided, and I am concerned for the future with this regulation. I am going to support it because I do think that there are things in here that we need to do, but I do have great concerns that it goes too far, and I think we need to pay attention to that in the future to see where this industry goes and how it ends up. So I just wanted to share that.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Renfro, I appreciate your comments, and I would never say that you, I would challenge anybody that said that you've been bought off or impressed, and I think, you know, I've seen you at these meetings too, and this is a big concern to both of our districts. You have been extremely thoughtful and have, I think, waited a long time to get the facts on both sides of this issue, and I commend you for that, and it's been a tough decision for me too. I mean, the mining industry is very heavily regulated. This is a property right that they have. It's important for us to strike a balance here. I think the bill does that. I know there's a wide variety of people that are supporting this bill, and they have many different reasons. I would say that my dealings with the citizens, certainly there's some that are like you've described, but as a citizens group, I'm impressed with these folks. I mean, this is a fairly technical issue. It's also a fairly emotional issue when you first hear that there's going to be uranium mining, in some cases on your own land, if you don't own the mineral rights. I mean, you know, radioactivity brings up a lot of fears in people. So there's a little bit of that, but certainly I think there's been a lot of real technical research done by the groups, and they've been in existence for about a year, and they've done a tremendous amount of research and looked at this situation in a lot of other states, and they have a lot of scholars from CSU advising them and involved with them. And I think as a citizens group, you know, I really commend them for doing that. Our responsibility to our constituents, though, I think, is to maintain, as you and I both know, the public health and the protection of the environment, and that everyone who exercises their property right, they have the right to exercise their property right, but they don't have the right to contaminate the environment. They don't have the right to leave a disaster that those landowners have to live with and taxpayers have to pay to clean up. Many of those people, and most of them in your district, as you know, have lived there on that land in many cases for generations. That land isn't just, you know, property to them. It's also their life savings, and it's a big part of their life. And they're counting on us to protect that. As far as contamination of the groundwater, yes, it's not drinking water, and I wouldn't say that it's already contaminated. I would say that it's probably suitable for certain uses. And I think what the bill is saying is that we just don't want it to be degraded. Just because it's not drinking water doesn't mean it's not useful. And there's like 30,000 wells, I think, in the Laramie Fox Hills aquifer that this deals with. The other thing is we don't really understand the science of groundwater perfectly. There are fractures and there are faults and there are cracks in the layers of the rock that separate these aquifers. So, and as we drill wells through these aquifers, if they're not properly sealed, this aquifer can communicate with other aquifers that could be used as groundwater. So I think it's important to protect and that's what the industry says. They says they can do this technology without degrading the groundwater. That's what the bill requires. And as far as it goes too far, there are many things. There's a couple things in this bill that I say shall. They shall restore the groundwater to, it's either this baseline characterization or they shall meet the radioactive standards in the tables. But there are other things in the bill that say may. You know, the board may consider. I think we're giving our board, the folks that look at these applicants, the ability to look at these applications a little bit more carefully than they have now, because we don't have this technology in our state, and there have been problems in other states. And I think it's prudent to give our board that makes these decisions, one of the regulatory agencies, the ability to look at all of the information and look at the past track record. I think the bill strikes that balance. I think it's important for the protection of our constituents, and I very much appreciate your thoughtful work on this bill.
Senator Renfro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Johnson, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this a minute. It doesn't go to where Senator Weems went earlier, but it's one concern that I had, and I apologize for not debating with you earlier on this. But I'd like you to consider this and get your input. So I'd move Amendment 26 at this time.
Mr. McGown, please read the Renfro Amendment, Senate Amendment 26.
Amendment 26 to House Bill 1161 by Senator Renfro. Amendment reads, Ghost Bill page 9, strike line 6 through 11.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What this amendment would do, members, is it would take out the wording of the board. What it says, the board or the office may deny a permit for in situ leach mining operations based on uncertainty about the feasibility of reclamation. That's uncertainty about the feasibility. How do you define that? Uncertainty about the feasibility. I mean, well, you're always going to have uncertainty about where the water's going to go or what you're going to do. I mean, that's a pretty broad statement. So what I would do is amend that paragraph to say basically just based upon the facts and deliberation by the board and the office. So basically giving them that, so you're not telling them that they can do it based on the uncertainty, because I think that they need to look at the facts, they need to look at the system that's proposed, what's going to be done, and then they need to decide to I don't know how you improve. You prove the uncertainty about the feasibility of reclamation, and so I guess I'd ask for your input on that, and then I'd ask for an aye vote on that too.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Renfro. I appreciate that. I'd ask for a no vote on this amendment. What it does is this paragraph 5 says the board or the office may. So this is giving the board the ability. It's not saying shall, but giving the board the ability to consider the feasibility of reclamation. I think, frankly, that's something they should consider. I don't want them approving a permit in your district or my district if they have any doubts about. And we also modified the uncertainty by the amendment that I think the local government committee offered. At the request of the mining industry, this is a point that I met with them and talked about. And they were saying, well, what does uncertainty mean? I mean, there's lots of uncertainty. And what we modified it with, we said the scientific or technical uncertainty about the feasibility of reclamation. Frankly, I think that's something the board should look at. What your amendment says is the board or office may deny a permit for in situ leach mining based upon the fact and deliberation by the board and the office. I mean, I don't think your amendment says anything. It says the board may deny the permit based upon the facts. I mean, that doesn't really add anything to the bill. This adds the important requirement that the board look at the feasibility of the reclamation. That's the key issue here. And the industry is saying they can reclaim the groundwater. So that's something, frankly, I want the board to look at. I think it's an important part of the bill. I hope it stays in the bill, and I would ask for a no vote.
Senator Renfro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with you on parts of what you say, except for the word uncertainty. You know, I think that's such a broad word to have within this. I don't have a problem about them denying a permit based on the feasibility of reclamation or even the scientific or technical information, but the uncertainty of it, how are they to prove that? And I think that word there is one that in the future we're probably going to come back and have to deal with, in my opinion, on this bill. And so that's why I was wanting to do this and look at this, because obviously they had concerns about this too if it was amended in the committee. And I'd ask for an aye vote on that.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just asked for a no vote, and one of the other things the amendment does is strikes that the board will deny a permit if the applicant fails to demonstrate that a reclamation can and will be accomplished in compliance with the article. So that's kind of the heart of the bill. I mean, if the applicant can't demonstrate that a reclamation can be accomplished in compliance with the regulatory scheme here. Frankly, I don't want an applicant getting a permit. So I think that's another important part of the paragraph that's being struck here, and I would ask for a no vote.
Further discussion on Amendment 26. Seeing none, the motion before the committee is for the adoption of Amendment 26. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
Chair is not in doubt. Amendment 26 is lost. Senator Johnson, to the bill.
No further comments, Mr. Chairman. I ask for a yes vote.
Motion before the committee is for the adoption of House Bill 1161. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Senate Bill House Bill 1161 is adopted.